Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV, the weekly podcast where two real-life best friends dish on all the TV content they've been binging in their remote work-based lives. Babbling about everything from scripted television to reality TV and film, these two besties will immerse you in their quirky universe of streaming. Here are your hosts, Jocelyn and Tanea.
Where is Marley? Where is Marley? Here she is. Oh, here she is. How are you this Tuesday? Very well, thank you. Run away. Run away.
Hi, Mama. It's your big day.
This is the best intro ever.
Say hello, Mama.
Hi. Are you ready to talk about TV? Yes, what's your favorite cartoon, girl?
Tell them your favorite shows. My favorite.
Who's your piss poor? How did you like
Peacock for not giving my mommy another discount? Peacock, my mommy needs another discount, please. I love watching Rainbow Ruby. Yay!
For my Marley Marr.
My weekly grab. I like the show Cloud Babies. It's amazing.
The auntie gonna put you on a baby shark, because clearly.
And mommy has already made me watch Hocus Pocus 3 times.
It's not even Halloween yet, but you're like, it's October. We're getting into the
please,
spirit.
Please, auntie Nene, save me before she makes me watch Hocus Pocus Super.
Girl, I got you. I got you, okay? I'm going to put you on your Bluey. I love Bluey. Nino likes Bluey.
Yeah, she watches Bluey.
See, you can watch Bluey with me, okay?
Yeah, I watch Bluey with you.
Yes, we watch Bluey, okay?
See, she scratched her face. That's horrible.
No, you're still the prettiest baby in the world. Yeah,
thank you.
She's a perfect mix of my best friend and her husband. Like, neither one of them can deny that baby. It is the perfect mix of them both. You watch TV, Marley?
I watch too much TV because my mommy puts it on for me. But I love it. It helps me go to sleep. And my parents put on the lullabies on YouTube. And I go right to sleep. Good night.
Marley is like, what is going on? I see this light in my face.
What's these lights? What is this bottle of water? What is?
Get ready for your close-up, girl. Because we about to put you in all the photos, okay?
Okay, I'm going to put her down and we will get started.
Bye, Marley Marr. Is your cute? You show perf.
Okay, best friend.
We're back.
Adults only. How has your week been?
Busy, crazy and busy. I feel like there's not enough hours in the day. Today was one of those days where I have not had a second to sit down. How about yours?
Okay, adults only.
Yes.
So, how has your week been, best friend?
Good, busy. I feel like there's not enough hours in the day for me. Today was one of those days from like 7 a.m. to now. I have not stopped. I'm just here, here, work, work, here, but it's okay.
Your hair looks great.
Thank you. We tried to be a cinnamon fairy, if you will. I think I'm going to color my natural hair, but I want to try it on the weave first to see if I liked it.
Yeah, exactly. Period.
Yes. And I will say that baby growth on your hair, girl, is giving. Ain't no tracks in that, y'all. Ain't no tracks in that.
All me. Thank you.
How has your week been?
Same as you. You know, busy. Little sleep. I take my wins as they come.
Every day.
I'm like, as they come. But I will say, despite all of that, I am blessed. God is good. Life is good. No real complaints, you know, just if whenever you get some extra sleep, take it. But other than that, I'm doing what I love. I'm surrounded by love. I got a beautiful baby. I got a beautiful best friend. You know, God
is blessings. Every day I just say 3 things that went well today. Cause sometimes it's hard with life and the drama to like get sucked up into it. So like, what are 3 things that worked out? I was like, I got to work. I made my appointment and I get to end my day talking about television with my best friend.
Yeah.
Those are my three wins.
Did you put that you got your hair done?
Yes, thank you. This is called Cinnamon Mommy. That's her name. We're going to color our natural hair because it's grown so nice. But I want to try the weave first.
Yeah.
Ladies, if you're not sure about something, do a wig.
Do the wig weave first. Test it out. And
yes.
Question.
Yes.
Are you packed or at least organized so that you don't forget or pack one shoe?
So she's talking shit because... I am known to always forget something, but you'd be very proud of me. I've been packed for a week. We're going somewhere hot and it's cold here, so it was easier. Yeah. I'm just going to do one more switcheroo in my bag, but 98% is packed.
Okay. Cubicles,
bringing it in a carry-on. Listen, I don't want to check a bag if I don't got to check a bag. I don't like to wait.
Oh, you're doing everything in a carry-on?
A carry-on and a tote. Yes, ma'am. Compression bags, guys. Get your compression bags. I got 4 pairs of sandals, 1 pair of heels, a pair of sneakers, and about 10 outfits. All in a carry-on.
I don't understand why I'm never able to do that.
You have compression?
Yes, but I cannot fit everything into a carry-on. So what I do is I put it all into just like the medium-sized check bag. And then my carry-on is basically like empty, or I'll put my designer bags or whatever in my carry-on and then keep it empty because I typically buy like some souvenirs or whatever. And typically my carry-on luggage is like basically empty and I still bring a carry-on luggage and a tote. One, now mind you, I'm traveling with my breast milk stuff.
Yeah, so I get that.
So I need the tote because it holds the breast milk and I can't put that breast milk in my carry-on luggage because I have to just keep it with me. Mm-hmm. So then now I need the carry-on luggage because I'm not trying to carry that bag. So I need the carry-on to just roll it through the airport. So then now it's all about, can I fit everything I need into a carry-on luggage? And it's literally impossible for me. I swear, I don't know why.
I think I'm going to do a video. I got really good. I told myself, because everyone's bringing a check bag. Everybody. I said, I am not bringing a check bag.
Always bring a check bag. I can't wait to show and I will go somewhere just for two nights.
Like 2 days. And so even when you went to like Bermuda, you just came back from?
Yes. I've all added to the budget. I just know I'm checking the bag. Period. Because
I don't like to wait. When I get home from somewhere, I'm ready to go. I don't want to wait at the, because you're already tired.
Yeah. It's annoying, but it's like, I have no choice because I cannot. Trust me, I have the compression bags and everything, but when it comes down to the, I might be able to put all my outfits in the carry-on, but then now when that's on that side, but then, you know, the zip side, I would have to fit in my toiletry bag, fit in my shoes, fit in the makeup and like my steamer. It's just like, it's impossible.
Mm. I'm going to do a packing TikTok.
You should. You really should. Because it's like, I'm like, and I'm going to do one too. And I'm going to just be like, help me, somebody. I cannot figure out how to put all of this in a carry-on. What am I doing wrong? Help me. But okay.
Sorry, y'all. We just.
That was our travel rant as Tanea prepares for her Halloween travels to
St. Kitts and Nevis.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, shout out to Passport Society. Shout out to the guys who are throwing it. It's the last one. Aww. It's such a beautiful trip with like Black men. It's just, it's a lot of work.
Why is it the last one?
It's a lot of work. You got to pick a location. Yeah. You got to pick a time. You got to pick events. You got to organize. And they've been doing it for about 5-6 years.
Maybe give it a little break.
Yeah, but it's beautiful. And I was like, we can't miss the last one. So mentally, I'm already tired. It's like, I haven't even got there, but mentally, I'm already like.
Yeah, I get it. Trust me, like, especially because you work and then you have so much to do leading up. And then you already know, like, I'm just putting shit on pause and then I have to come back to that. So it's like, you're already mentally preparing for your return and because you're just overly organized. I get it because I travel all the time. And it's like, as fun as that experience is going to be, it's still just like, you're mine, but I abhor you and you're going to be with our good friend, Sheena, the other half of our millennial aunties crew. And Just enjoy yourself when you're there. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about work. Don't think about, I gotta,
Yeah, I said that. I said that.
Don't
I was
check your
ready to zone out of
emails if
here.
you don't have to. Do not check those emails. Every time you think about an email, I want you to take a shot. Period.
Prepare the others. That is what PTO stands for.
Okay. Because
Prepare.
listen, I'm out of commission until next week. Thank you.
Oh, anyway,
All
let's talk
right.
about happy things like
Let's
television.
talk about what we are here to talk about. So, with that, let's get into our weekly grab.
You could start us off first, best friend.
Ooh, I get to
Switch
take
it up on them.
Okay. All right. So I am going to start off with Selling Sunset season 8. I actually have been catching up with it now, remembering to check out the Netflix that I pay for because I'm like, I rarely be watching Netflix. So
And that's $16 a month.
yeah. So let me just check it out. But pretty much season 8, it's gotten really messy. When to me with Brie, Nick Cannon's like eighth baby mama. I'm not sure what number she is, but I know she's not one, two, three. I don't even think she's four. But basically Brie came for Chelsea's marriage, and it in just like a really messy way, she had one of her friends guest appear and act like, oh, I saw Chelsea's husband like, with another woman at a ho at the W Hotel. And then, of course, Bria's gonna bring this information back to Chelsea and bombard her with this on camera. Mind you, Chelsea's the only like dark-skinned black woman because we know Amanza is black, but she has that ambiguous look to her. But Amanza is black. I will not take that from her. It's just that Chelsea is dark brown-skinned black woman, British. So to me, she does kind of take that on in a bigger role. I do not see the microaggressions that I think Chelsea faces. I don't really see that coming Amanza's way, particularly as it relates to Mary. Mary is married to Romaine, the French guy that's way younger than her. And
I don't know. I don't watch the show, but go.
I like Mary. I've always liked Mary, but I am noticing just like she, it's like this little, chip on her shoulder towards Chelsea. And then when Chelsea, who is passionate, just comes back at her, it's like, oh my gosh, you attacked me. And I don't remember that same energy when we go back to what was that? The blonde who used to be on the show, really
Michelle?
Christine.
Okay.
Christine used to be on the show in the early seasons, really high fashion, like Chelsea. And she was very like in your face, like doesn't care, intimidating, aggressive at times. You just don't remember the, oh, I feel attacked. And then Romaine jumping in and basically like grabbing Chelsea's hand. Mind you, Chelsea's not all like this or whatever. Chelsea's just talking with her hands and he's grabbing her hand and all up in her face. And Mary's just letting her man be this overly aggressive to another woman. And then when she's talking to Chelsea, it's like, you attacked me. And Chelsea's like, you need to watch that because you see the other ladies in the office telling Mary to be mindful of that word. You cannot say that she attacked you when it's like you're not being mindful of how this can target a black woman and give her.
Housewives has made me hate the word attack because it's
I hate
literally only in reality TV,
it.
only people who are not of color use that word to people of color. Literally.
You do not say that to the other white people when they're doing the same thing. So why
Never.
do you feel attacked? Because I just am doing the same thing, but just better at it. Because let's just be real. It's really hard to go toe to toe with a black woman when we feel a way about something. So it's
You're
like, just
passionate.
come with that same energy or just don't come at all. But don't say that I'm attacking you because I'm putting a little bass in my voice. I'm rolling my neck, whatever. Because one, you came at me. Don't you don't come check for me. You ain't gonna have to check for this. It was just like, to just kind of see that turn this season. It got really dark. And if I don't, I know you don't watch the show, but around the time when it was about to air, like Chrishell was just saying, like, it's just she's done with the show. Chelsea was just, it seemed like Chelsea kind of was a fish on her own pond with the defense of Chrishell and I believe Emma. So, you know, it just, it, the sh to me, the show used to be about real estate feuds. And now it's gotten pretty love and hip hop coded after, to me, after one of Nick Cannon's baby mamas came with the dark energy. I do just feel like Brie has dark energy. She came.
Is she really in real estate, or did she just say in that for the show? Like, is she a known?
That's the other thing too. Like, I just like to me, and like I said, I like Mary. Mary's been anybody that was on the show from the early start. They're really in real estate. Then even the add-ons that have history with the Oppenheim brothers, they're in real estate. Some of these newbies, I'm just wondering, like, is this something you took up to get on the show? Are you even really practicing? I just don't really know. And Nick Cannon's baby mama, you know, she being one of them. And even just this clip that's going around of Nick Cannon explaining why things didn't work out with him and Mariah. And it basically had to do with his insecurity. Because Mariah just didn't need nothing from him other than love, right? And he just felt less than as a man. So to see what he went for after that, it's like you just went for a whole bunch of women, I guess, who made you feel like they needed you.
And none of them were on her caliber. None of them.
But then imagine being a part of that cluster of women that he's saying that, you know, basically saying like they make me feel like a man because they need me. And not even one of you had he settled down with.
And Mariah would be his only wife.
Brie stands by him. That's a big part of even like in her storyline, because it's like they're not together, but that's still like they have their little thing. And she just clearly, it's like you're not with no one else. You know, he had posted a video of like a month ago with her that wasn't funny, but they were trying to be funny, like a skit. Mm-hmm. And it was with her. So it's like, I don't know if she's like one of the main ones, one of his favorite ones.
I don't know. But
it's just like, girl. It's very unconventional. And if you're going to be on a reality show, you're going to get judged. Leave Chelsea alone. I mean, I do believe that there was truth there, because I think Chelsea and the husband are going through a separation. Yeah. But I'm still sticking by my girl Chelsea. She dresses better than everybody on the show. She walks
corners. Beautiful. I have
gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Walks circles around everybody real estate wise. And they need to give my girl her respect. Put some respect on her name. Period. What's first on your week, Brad?
Well, I'm going to go into a comedy. it's a new show by my favorite family, the Wayans family. Well, Damon and his son, Damon Jr., Papa's House, is my favorite new show. If you're not watching it, you need to watch it. I still watch my wife and kids on Netflix. A lot of TV I've been watching over the summer has just been reruns.
Yeah.
My wife and kids will always be a staple on
my Netflix. It's such a good show.
But Papa's House is just as good. Yes. It's kind of loosely based off their family. So Damon Wayans was married to Damon Wayans Jr.'s mother, and they got a divorce. But when he got older, Damon Wayans literally moved around the corner from his son. And so they based it on him always coming over with the grandkids, always visiting, things like that. But in this show, basically the son has a beautiful Black wife. They're married. He's a struggling like salesperson door to door, but he really wants to be like a director. He works for his wife's father, who is Elvin from the Cosby Show. Yes, he's so good in that role. And then you have Damon Wayans Sr. going through his own changes because he's this older man and he was working by himself doing radio DJing, but now they brought in a psychiatrist who is Essence Atkins. It's really funny. You can tell that they like each other. I love the storyline. Like, it's not just like a dad and a son, but it's like real things. Yeah, and I can tell they really, really like each other. It's very, very funny. I think the Wayans can't miss.
They can't miss. It's bringing back that essence of a good quality sitcom show.
Not had one of those in a long time.
Right.
That was a comedy, majority Black cast. I think there's one to two people that are not Black.
Well, the gay guy at the works at the radio station, he's so funny.
He's like, you want me to leave? Okay, I'm going to leave.
Yeah. So funny. Great comedic relief, but also the jokes are like, really good. It's like a play too off of him being like this baby boomer.
Yes. With a millennial, I think, son.
Yeah, millennial son. When he was
rapping, I'm like, that is such like a dad thing to do. My dad will be like, I got bars. Like,
And then also to see, I'm sorry, what's his name? That was Elvin on The Cosby Show.
Jeffrey Owens.
So to see him, and damn, it's like he's such a good actor. It really makes you think, like, I can't believe that he wasn't like working for so long. And we already know what happened with him, with the situation that somebody was trying to put him on blast working at Trader Joe's, and it just helped reignite his career. But to think of someone of that with that much talent who that had just gone dormant for a while because why? I don't know. But
Yeah.
it's just so good to just see him back working because it's like this is what you were made to do.
He's
Like,
such a good dad. And then to my point, like last week, I like that Hollywood are giving people new chances. Like,
yes.
don't get me mad. I love the popular actors, but there's so much good talent that
Right.
we just keep using the same person as the dad, same person as the
Yes.
mom. Like,
Like,
let's just
even the wife, like, she's really good. I like that they play off of how tiny she is, because that
I
is just
love it.
clearly, I'm like, she is tiny.
She's like 4'11".
Like, you're not getting around that. But also, it's good to see that. You know, I know people that it's like, this is like what they want to do. And sometimes they feel like they're, things like that, like their height can hold them back because it's like you need to, they make you, Hollywood makes you feel like you have to be like this average standard, this average height or body shape or image. So what you even are seeing at Papa's House with some of these with casting is like it's kind of breaking that traditional mold of especially in a sitcom, you know.
And they've been doing, I've been watching a lot of their interviews. Like the whole writer's room is half of the Wayne family. Kim is a showrunner.
Everyone's back
Dawn is the
working.
head writer. Their sons, their grandkids, they all kind of work behind the scenes in some capacity. So
I love
can we
it.
please support this show, guys? Please watch
Please,
Papa's House.
please.
It's really, really funny. And I saw Damon Wayans Jr. was like, we really just want to bring black sitcoms. Remember, there was a time and period where Martin, Living Single, Cosby, Moesha, all of those were on at the same time
Yep.
with like a year or two overlap, and I just missed that. So
Yeah,
please.
now it's only, you know, Tyler Perry's on BET. It's not what you're seeing with Papa's House. It's on CBS. It's on like, you know, a major network. So yeah, we need to definitely get back to
We
that.
just
And
have that in Abbott right now, so let's just watch.
yeah. And Abbott's not a sitcom. Abbott is that documentary that like, you
Yeah,
know, style
it's a straight
comedy.
a camera thing. It's a different, it's not like in front of an audience, so it's different,
Right.
but it's still a black comedy, so let's just
Yeah.
keep us from TV, y'all, okay?
Which I'm loving Abbott this season. It's just so funny. I love it. It's just such a good show.
So
But
good.
all
What's
right.
next on
Shout
your
out to
weekly
the
grab?
Waynes. Next on my weekly grab is something I might just start because I was like, what else have I been watching? And I'm like, okay. So I'm going to introduce sometimes a new little side segment for myself called Mommy Watch, where I just talk about some of the good things that you could put on for your children, particularly where I'm at in the motherhood, which is the infant stage. So you saw earlier in the episode, my 4-month-old, she just turned 4 months old. So she is paying attention to television. Like you can even tell that she identifies with certain shows. Like first on my list, I'm only going to name two. It's Cloud Babies. So Cloud Babies is on YouTube. It follows these baby-like cloud siblings and their adventures in the sky with the sun, the moon, rainbow, and Fuffa, the pink cloud.
Oh.
It's really cute. It's themes on friendship, caring, responsibility, and learning about the weather. And as soon as it starts, it's like you hear like this little magical tingling, and then it's like the little song. It's an angel in the sky, cloud babies. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da,
Not you know where the thieves are.
me and Mark know that shit. And when she hears it, she like looks at the TV and starts smiling. But you want to
Oh.
know what's my favorite thing about cloud babies? It puts your baby to sleep. This is a cartoon
Oh.
that is for soothing your baby, soothing your infant,
Okay.
even like your toddler, to just kind of wind them down. The whole energy of the cartoon is just very relaxed, calming. Their voices are like kind of like just it's not an energetic cartoon. It's very, very mellow, and it is for that kind of nap time. It's that nap
Yes, kind of
time
bringing
cartoon.
the energy
So
down.
we typically, when we give her first, when she wakes up for her morning, I'm up now, you know, we'll give her her bottle. or I'll nurse her and then I put on Cloud Babies and she watches it maybe for like 30, 45 minutes and then she's back out to sleep because it just soothes her. So totally recommend Cloud Babies. It's free. It's on YouTube and they have the marathons, girl. They put them in the order.
So you could just put it on and do what you got to do.
And your baby gonna go to sleep. And stay asleep because again, like it's not like you know where you might hear a startling sound in the middle of something that could wake you up or the baby up. That just doesn't happen. It's just very chill. Then the second one I'll share, I had mentioned it earlier, Rainbow Ruby. It's on Peacock. This show is about a little girl, Ruby, who takes on all types of professions to help her friends, which are the toys in her room.
Oh.
Which come to life in her imaginary world called Rainbow Village. So you'll see her like have a little interaction with her mom, and then she looks at her little plush teddy bear, and his little heart lights up, and she's like, "Okay, mom, I'm gonna go with my little bear to my room now." And she goes in her room, and then all her toys come to life. She goes to Rainbow Village, and to help her friend solve whatever issue it is. Ruby becomes a doctor, a scientist, a carpenter, an astronaut. Like all in these episodes, it's like somebody would be like, "Oh, I hurt my knee." And she's like, "I'll help you. What do I need to do?" And then it's like Rainbow Ruby becomes a doctor or something with something in the sky. And then Rainbow Ruby becomes an astronaut. And pretty much what it's teaching, particularly little girls, and I do have a little girl, is that they can be whatever they want, regardless of their gender. And it's like showing them this early on through this character, Rainbow Ruby. So that's my mommy watch for this episode. I won't probably do this every week because I might get back to watching my shows and have something to talk about. But I was
No,
like,
I love that. No, I think this we need is a lot of new moms. A lot of moms don't know what to do. I only person I really know is like Bluey and Miss Rachel, but those are very high level energy
I cannot.
teams.
I'm sorry, anybody with Miss Rachel. I can't with that voice. And again, you have the power of what you introduce your child to. I can't. That Miss Rachel voice, it kills me. I just can't. I'm sorry. But shout out to everybody. I know she has that power. I've seen it on TikTok. Miss Rachel got that power with these babies. But I
But
can't.
mommy can't handle
I
it.
cannot hear that voice in my house. I'm sorry. Can you say mama? Mama. No.
You know what? I'm sorry, Miss Rachel. I'm
First
sorry.
of all, I'm Miss Rachel up in this house. I only talk to my baby and baby boys, by the way. Like Mark hates it, but I only talk to her. Hello, mama. Hello. How are you? Oh, come on, mama. Like I'm Miss Rachel up in this bitch, okay?
Literally.
I don't need Miss Rachel up in here. There's
I
only
talk to
one.
my dog like that. It's not even a real baby. I talk to my dog. Hey, my yo-yo baby.
Exactly. You don't need Miss Rachel for Nino. We're Miss Rachel, period.
Okay.
Hey, what's
That's all.
next?
Thank you, Miss Rachel, but no, thank you.
Thanks for no thanks. What's next on your weekly grad, best friend?
Oh my gosh, such a change from Rainbow Ruby to Housewives of Salt Lake City.
My gosh, can we? Okay, that was literally last time I weekly grab, but all I was gonna say is I was going to ask you. What am I missing? Because I'm like, it's not catching me out. I got up to episode four and I'm just like,
No, you don't like
it's
it?
not. It's just
I
not.
really like Mary. I
Okay.
think this is the only Housewives, like, she's really comedic relief because, like, why the hell? At this adult party celebrating Angie and her husband's 25th wedding anniversary, she's over there talking to her 12-year-old daughter like they're crazy. I can't believe they have dropped. Like, I'm cracking
No,
up.
yeah, Mary is
So
hilarious.
Mary literally is like everything she said. And then her shade towards Brittany, because I just think, like, Brittany, you gotta calm down. You're dating an Osmond, but like he's not even Donnie. It's not even a brother, it's one of the brother's sons. And you acting like it's the main.
Girl.
It's the main guy. I like the season. I really like Bronwyn. I like her style. I think she's cute. I only want to say in this
I like their
episode that,
house. And I like her
huh?
life.
Her house is it's simple. I really like her fashion. I just want Whitney and Heather to get a storyline because
That's why I'm over it because I'm just like Whitney and Heather are still on the show. I hate hearing Whitney's voice. She's so thirsty. Heather, it's still just like now you're like you should have been got your ass called out because you're so fake. Meredith and Lisa, it's like, I get it, but I just feel like they are good when someone is going to pull their card, particularly Lisa. Mm-hmm. I thought that's what Monica was doing a great job of last season, pulling her card, which makes for a good, interesting dynamic. But just kind of seeing the run over, the spilling over of Meredith versus Angie K, it's boring. It's played out. Bronwyn's fashion, I just feel like it's not coming off as organic to me. I just feel like she's like, okay, I got cast on Housewives. Stylist, come through. Give me everything to make me stand out. I am trying to.
So you don't think she dresses like that when cameras are off?
No, definitely not. It's very much giving, like, I am trying to be a fashion queen as a housewife. And it's just like, girl, bye.
Do you want to do hip hop classes like Angie and Mary?
Then that, it's just like, I'm not really getting much from it, but also, you know, Potomac is up to episode 4.
Yes.
And so I was just watching that. I'm trying to see if that starts to pick up, because all I'm really getting from them as well is just, and the same with Salt Lake City. It's like, y'all are self-producing now, because y'all don't really got nothing. And it's like, you're just trying to like pick for like straws at this point to get something. So it's like, so... She got a boyfriend. She got a boyfriend. Oh, Karen, you be drinking.
We know that. It's okay.
It's just like, like, I just feel like they're not really getting to the real stuff. I really wish that we would have saw more pressure put on Giselle as it relates to Wendy, even just kind of her switch up now that Robin's not around. I would like to see people call that out, but it's like, you can really tell people are scared of Giselle, and that's annoying. As well as with Salt Lake City, it's like, why are y'all not calling out Heather when she also got caught talking about y'all to the reality Von T's? Like, call the real stuff out, and I think that would make a organic show instead of y'all like self-producing. So I don't know.
What's even more annoying, what I really want to talk about, is how they edited that scene where Whitney was getting information from the podcaster. He literally did a follow-up and was like, that the way that they chopped up that phone call, and he literally said to Whitney, Lisa did not tell me this. But the way that they edit it made it seem like he said it was Lisa. That's first of all. Yeah. Second of all, girl, who cares that your jewelry from Alibaba? People gonna buy it. People do that all the time. My Stanley cup is via Shein, and you know what? I'm gonna drink from it. Because there's no shame in saving my, instead of $50, I'm gonna pay $22.
So I don't get it. So I have a Stanley cup. The Jennifer Hudson show sent me one. So it says it's the Stanley cup. I was like, okay, so what is so special about this cup?
Nothing. It's just a brand. It's just like a mom, soccer mom thing. It's just a brand, but you get a tumbler cup from Five Below.
I'm like, it's the same. It keeps my drinks cool when I go to the gym. Or if I want to keep it hot, it'll keep it hot.
Yeah, but it's no like crazy. That's why I'm not spending $60 on it when I saw it for $24.
I cannot believe it's $60. It's insane.
It's going down because it's so saturated and everyone has one. But I really like Mary. There's no housewife show on that's given. Besides, Karen is funny too. But Mary is just, I just think she's a hot mess. Yeah. So I really like that. But I do agree with you 100%. It does feel a little saturated. I don't think we need Whitney another season.
No.
I think we need to bring Monica back as well. Because Monica is tweeting and talking after every episode too. Like, anytime
they need to bring Monica back, because this show is dead. It's dying. Yeah. Heather needs to get taken down. Seriously. And then on Potomac, Giselle got to get taken down. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, they have everybody. If this season y'all focusing on Karen because she drank and had a DUI, next season needs to be Giselle. Like, come on. Everybody else had a season where they were targeted and picked that except Giselle. And the only thing I am
enjoying. Oh, no, she did. Monique tore her butt when she got back with Jamal and it was fake.
At the reunion.
Oh, yeah, not the whole
season. I'm talking about a season where you're seeing other people pick on her the way other people have gotten picked on throughout the season. That, and then Ashley's bunion, that is hilarious.
Stacey said, from her head to her ankles.
And then when the cameras did boop on her bunion, I was with. How you gonna do that to her bunion? Hilarious.
And my thing is, I don't care what y'all say, you can never make me hate the grand dame. Ever.
Ever. Period. Ever. Like,
Ever.
First of all, Karen is just the Karen. Like, you just cannot get do nothing to Karen the Huger. I'm sorry.
I don't care what you say. I don't care how people try to make her the villain. She's fine. She ran into a tree. She learned her lesson. Nobody died. I still love her.
Period. All right, y'all. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Rate and review. Give us a little comment. Like, thumbs up. We're on all social media at We Watch Too Much TV. That is T-E-A, the letter V. And you can also follow us on our personal pages.
And turn on your notifications. So when we post new stuff, you know, when a new episode comes out, my hairstylist, shout out to Ashley, was like, I started listening to your podcast. I like it. I was like, thank you, girl. Thank you.
Ashley?
No, not Ashley. Her name is Ash. I think it might be short for Ash.
Thank you, Ash.
She's so sweet. She's so kind. She's like, yes, I like TV. And I was like, yes, girl. She's like, yes, I'm going to watch that show you were talking about. What show was it I think I mentioned? She's like, I never started Grey's. And then she said, nobody wants this. She's like, I'm going to go into it. I said, you do it, girl. Yes. Listen to it.
Oh, I meant to ask you, what's the name of that documentary you was talking about last week with the lion lady from Grey's
Anatomy? Anatomy of Lies.
And what's that one on?
Peacock.
I still got Peacock till November
22nd. Okay, because you said the free thing, yes.
No, well, I'm good till November 22nd. Hopefully y'all swing something else by this way.
Excuse me, at Peacock, we're going to at you in this. Give us something. Come on, Bravo. Come on, Andy.
Come on now. All right. But now with that, let's get into our piss poor performance.
You know, a piss picture.
PP, my piss poor is going to Bryn of the Real Housewives of New York. Was that yours?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure it's for the same reason. Yes. For weaponizing Upa's blackness and using her biracial identity as an excuse. I need you to understand. Yes, my love, you're black. You've shared your story of being biracial and all of that. But you also have to understand that you're white passing black. And so from a distance, someone who doesn't know that you are half black, because you have to let someone know that you're half black. I'm sorry, boo. I'm sorry. I have to let somebody know I'm a quarter Puerto Rican. They don't just look at me and be like, she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you have to let somebody know. Other than that, you can go off as white. And so now you have your white passing black self telling Uba not to come off as an angry black woman just because if you black, then you know we're just passionate. And when we feel strongly about something, we just have a way of our words and conviction that it compels. It's very compelling, and it can really make someone feel like damn, or draw themselves in if they're not able to match that energy. So for you to now tell her that you're trying to warn her so she doesn't come off as an angry black woman as she's dating this new guy, Oliver. You know, it's very just microaggression-y, which there's a half of you that you can do that. Mm-hmm. And it also shows a bias that you have toward your own blackness. Mm-hmm. And I have a problem with that. And the way that Uba broke down in tears, because it's like, she knows, like, I'm trying to explain this, but English is not my first language. And please do not, because you have a way of your words, like she said, you're condescending and you're making me out to be this angry black woman. And I'm not trying to come off that way, but the more you say it, you're pissing me off. And then I'm going to come at you the way I've been coming at you. And you want to keep calling me angry. So we're just going into this circle. And I'm sorry, I'm team Uba on this.
100%.
You are annoying the F out of me. And that really just came off as a strike against every black woman. And it's like, how dare you do that on a national platform because you're half black. Mm-hmm. And again, white passing half black.
And then to piggyback off of your piss poor, what makes you think that I am acting a certain way or not acting a certain way to get married? Who are you to tell me that the man that I'm dating, who knows me, who sees me, you've never met this man, you've never hung around him, who are you to say he's not going to want to marry me if I don't, if I'm loud or who are you?
And are you, has she been married?
No, she's been engaged. Times and has her family trauma. She's always calling it all because no man don't want to date you seriously. You're going to give that energy to this black queen. I don't like this connotation that you can't have an opinion and be a woman and be single, or like no one's gonna want you if you have a brain. Like you gotta be dumb and cute. Get that. The fact that it's one thing to say I don't like how you were talking to me or you came off like crazy, but to correlate how she's acting to think that she's supposed to calm down or little herself for a man is stupid. For one, for two, Aaron has screamed at you twice as many times, twice as loud. You ain't never called Aaron loud. You ain't never say Abe is going to divorce her because you screaming. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? This is why you're single. This is why nobody wants to date you, because you don't love yourself. And when you get close to these men and they propose to you and you have to really start revealing yourself, you make up excuses about why you need to run. But it's disgusting that you're telling somebody they're not going to be married or somebody's not going to want them because they want to express themselves. Like, that pissed me off, outside of the fact that you are white. Okay. I'm sorry, Bryn.
Period. You are, because the little things you're doing with your lips when you're trying to be cute and you're like pushing your lips out. Girl, just get the lip fillers, get some injections, because when you push your lips out like that, you look stupid. You're clearly trying to be seductive. It's very noticeable.
And I personally think she does too much with the flirting. Like,
Jen is beautiful. Is natural.
I don't like how she's so sexually like, ew, I'm gonna have sex. I don't like it. I don't. It's she needs therapy. Like, it's very uncomfortable how she's always like, ooh, Jenna, like boobs and sex.
Right. Playing lesbian at times. It's just like, girl,
I don't like that you feed into that. And then when people tell you about you, everyone's scheming. I'm gonna cry.
I'm a fight or flight, and I'm gonna catch the first flight.
I know at the reunion they're gonna eat her up for Phil. I feel like if you saw the first episode, they showed like how nobody is fucking with her. I feel like she doubled down. I feel like knowing Bryn, somebody probably told her, and she probably did worse things, and they were like, no, Bryn, that's not okay. And then she just doubled down on it. I could tell. She done said some more stuff.
Yeah.
We're not even at episode 6 yet. That's gonna make us give her a piss poor every week.
So, yes, she's my piss poor. I'm happy we're on the same page with that, because it's just like, girl, you're actually making us like, you're making me like sigh.
Hello.
That's crazy. I could not stand Sai last season, but I'm like team Sai, because I at least see that she's trying. She's working on herself. And you can tell that Sai is peeping Bryn's bullshit, but then Bryn's just like, give me a hug.
She's like, she won't talk to me.
You didn't, right. You're not recognizing what you did that was wrong. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about give me a hug. Girl, no.
No, not at all. And she's also making me like, I always liked Jessel, but Jessel's like a fave this season. She's like, cute, she's not in drama. Her and Privy, I don't know what's going on with this whole baby thing. I hope it works out for them.
I do,
but I couldn't wait to read Bryn for Phil, because I was so angry. And every review, every little tweet was getting in her ass. I'm surprised she hasn't said an apology, honestly. I'm surprised. Where's your apology?
It says a lot, too. It says a lot that you're trying to stand in that being wrong and strong with your white past and blackness. It's just really just saying the quiet
she wouldn't know, because she was raised by her white grandmother, so she doesn't even know
that
what
part
that really means.
Right, that
she didn't
part
really have her black family to be around for them to say, you see us and you see you.
To me, that's what I'm saying. It's like it comes off as someone that is a white way of viewing a black woman. Mm-hmm. And you were raised by a white woman, so it's like you're now telling you, and then you're trying to use the excuse because your daddy's black to tell this black woman from Africa that she's coming off as an angry black woman and she needs to pipe it down to please her white man.
It made me so mad, because you could have been mad at Uber without bringing up her race and her relationship.
Exactly.
You could have cursed her out while you said Uber.
Like, yes, like, why every time, like, you're just coming off, like, everything you're saying to me is just so strong and I'm not trying to be on that. No, you made it about angry black woman, period. And then
Not wanting to be kept by a white man. I wonder if her boyfriend was black, if she would have said that. I wonder if Uber was dating a black man, if Bryn would have said, you have to keep him. But the way you were colonized, the way you were taught, is that when you are with a white rich man, you have to slim yourself, you have to little yourself, you have to be little Miss Bo Peep. You can't have an opinion, even if you are passionate and angry. You can't do that because of the white man. Girl.
And you ain't even got no man.
You don't got no man. You're like, no nothing.
Wait, and correct me if I'm wrong. You're the only one on the cast who ain't got nobody. Is it everybody's relationship?
Her brother.
Even the newbies.
You Raquel got has a fiance. Fine. They both fine. Sai got a husband. Jenna has a, I think they got married. Jenna
Minkoff.
Has a wife.
Minkoff is married, right?
Yep.
Everybody got a man or a woman. Set you, and you want to be the one to try to tell somebody what they need to do to keep their man. Girl.
Girl.
Several.
Make it to the altar.
Please.
I would be damned if I listened to her advice about my
it always. I'm sorry, but it always be those ones who got the most to say. It be the single, unmingling, bitter Bettys that got the most to say to somebody that's in a relationship, and that man is standing with Uba. Like, he's with her.
Gorgeous. He's nice. He's tall. You could tell he loves his girl.
Because Uba is fly. She is gorgeous.
I want her skin routine. Her skin,
like her
is
body like, is just like her breasts, the fullness, but also slim. Like, Bryn, sorry, girl. Just take some seats because you just can't. You're not on her level at all. Angry and all.
And I know she's going to get a lot more of our piss pours this season because I can just tell.
Yeah, she's
even
being
in the preview for the next episode. She was mocking Uba's accent.
Oh my God. She's taking over for the GIBs.
Mm.
Which is fine. I'm happy because I got so tired of dragging the GIBs. But
yeah. I feel like we need to, we can't rename it because we drag different people. But I feel like when it's Bryn, we're just going to have a different sound effect. Bryn time.
Because we can't stand
dying
it.
Dying to drag.
I can already tell she's just like, Okay, now let's get into who we are rooting for in our yes segment. Okay, you go first, best friend.
Mine is a little general, but I'm very passionate about it. My yes goes to registered voters.
Oh, nice.
Please vote. Please vote. Yeah. Please vote. Please vote. I hate when I hear people say it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. But also,
no, it
do
matters.
Your research. I looked up the things that I have to vote for in New Jersey. There's a lot of bills about the gas we pay when we go from New Jersey to New York. There's a proposition about the schools out here. There's a proposition about dogs. Like, yes, the presidential race is important, but the things that affect you sooner than later is your city council, your governor, your city governor, your mayor. There are two laws in New York that I had to tell my mom, like, you know what Proposition 1 is? You have to vote no one. Like, so vote because it matters. They want you to think it doesn't count. They want you to think it doesn't matter, but I will never get into politics, but I will always respect people who do. I don't care what you vote for, who you vote for. I do, but also I don't, but I do. But just vote. Please, 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 if you can. I know a lot of people in my life who cannot vote and they would love the opportunity to vote. And so they push to me every day. If I could vote, I would vote. So just vote. Mail-in. I'm voting Wednesday morning early with my soror, with my pink and green jacket. I don't know if you know who I'm going to vote for, but just vote. Vote early and be safe also when you vote, no matter where you are. There are people burning ballots. There are people lying to people. And
blowing up the ballot box.
Like, it's insane. This one woman, like, went to North Carolina, was voting, and the guys told her she had to do a Republican ballot. She said no. Then they told her she was going to die and that they hope that she gets pregnant, not by her choice. Like, it's scary. It's scary.
So, I already voted. I cast my vote on Saturday. I vote by mail. Everyone has that power and ability to vote by mail. You just register and you just put that you want to be vote by mail, want to submit your ballot by mail. You get it early. I actually prefer it that way. That's how I'm just going to vote moving forward, because I can take the time to, like Tanea said, look up all of the local things that I'm voting on, the propositions, each candidate as well, because I'm just not really aware of all of that. And so when I look it up, I'm like, oh, you're pretty scummy. And I almost voted for you because your name sound nice.
Exactly.
No, you don't get my vote. So I submitted my vote. Thankfully, the ballot box I submitted mine in wasn't blown up. But if you know that you're in a area like that where something like could happen, like a red state, then
it's all swing state, like where it could go either or.
Maybe just vote by mail, and you could just discreetly put your ballot in the mail. No one will know because it's just going in the USPS mailbox and go about your day. Because it's getting crazy out here. I admit, I, as much as, you know, vote for whoever you want to vote for, but I will admit I am nervous with what could possibly be the turnout.
I'm nervous because regardless of what happens, the aftermath is going to be insane. Yes, regardless.
Exactly.
Whether she wins or he, regardless, I am nervous that it's going to be like another January 6th. Like, they're going to be scared and they're going to do some craziness. So, like, I'm asking for extra PTO. Like, I don't want to be there. I want to work from home, but I don't want to bring it down. I just want people to vote and just vote. Like when I was.
And just try to live in love because ain't nobody taking your job. Yeah. Ain't nobody taking your house.
Yeah.
Just live in love, live your life, focus on your blessings. But again, that would be me talking to people that have common sense, right? And that's the problem in this country.
I just got emotional thinking that my grandmother's 88 and she's going to live to see her first Black woman president. Where she couldn't vote, where she, her mom was a slave, and now she gets to mail in her vote for her first Black female president. It's just so heartwarming. So just vote, y'all. Okay.
Your grandmother's mom was a slave? Or you mean your...
My grandmother's mom, my great-grandmother was a slave.
What year was she born?
In the 1800s. Like 1870... Because my grandmother was born in 1936. So her mom, my great-grandmother was born in 18...
Then that, but slavery was over after. Remember, slavery was abolished in 1865.
Well, she was in West Virginia where it was still very segregated. So she wasn't a slave. She was white.
You mean that like a sharecropper?
Yes, yes.
Which was basically still going slavery after slavery.
Yeah, and in certain places they didn't end it immediately. So I know my grandmother used to tell me like her, mother used to have to do certain things for
people. Yeah, it was houses. Like, yeah.
They couldn't have certain jobs.
Yeah, the Black codes. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's still, and Jim Crow was still very, very rapid. Yeah,
she couldn't be a person. She couldn't have a house. She couldn't have a credit card. She couldn't do anything. She couldn't vote. So,
yeah,
just that she has heard stories of slavery, and now she gets to vote for hopefully her second Black president.
Hopefully. Yes, hopefully. Fingers crossed. We'll see. But again, vote for who you want to vote for.
Vote for who you want to vote for. We're not trying to give you no things, but also just vote.
Just vote. Okay, so my yes is going to Victoria Veronica on House of Villains. The episode didn't air yet. It's this episode coming up this week, but just the teaser trailer. She called Larsa's ass out because, you know, Larsa came and replaced.
Which is weird. Are they going to keep doing that? Like replacing people or Larsa?
I think they just did that. Like, I think he was honest. Joe McHale, like the viewers said they wanted more housewives. So we had to get rid of somebody and bring in another housewife.
Because nobody knew who the hell the other girl was.
Yeah. And you know, Larsa's thirsty ass is always available. So she was probably easy to book. But Victoria calls her out on this upcoming episode, and because they're like, oh, well, she has like 5 million followers. They're like, she's like, she bought those followers. You can't have 5 million followers and 100 comments. And she tells this to Larsa's face, like, I followed you on Instagram and you didn't follow me back. And she's like, oh, well, something, I have so many followers. She's like, you bought those followers because you only have 100 comments. So I'm just here for Victoria. Like, girl, nobody really knew who you was before you came on the show, but we know who you are now, buddy. Okay, you are a villain. Period. Don't.
Yeah, because Larsa tried to come into that house and trying to make Candy said no.
Oh,
I'm not moving. My stuff is unpacked. I am a drag queen.
And then her being like, "Who are you? Like, who even, girl? Who are you?" Because now you're on the Housewives of Miami after you changed your face. Like, you were like Kim Kardashian's ex-best friend. Like, nobody knew who you was. No. Nobody knew who you were. We didn't even know. Like, we didn't know. You're not Michael Jordan's ex-wife. You're Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. Nobody knew. Scottie Pippen wasn't proudly professional.
Scottie Pippen don't even, he's not even proud.
He wasn't even walking around with you like that. You wasn't a cookie. You ain't no Cookie Johnson.
You're not even Savannah James.
Girl, get to the back of the bus.
You're not even Shawnee O'Neal. At least Shawnee O'Neal got
That's what I'm saying. You were never one of those. Like, girl, stop. Sit down. And then you had an old face, so we can't even remember if you was. You don't look like what you was.
I don't know if you remember the very first. Remember they took the hiatus in Miami, and then they came back? The way they played her about everything that changed, like her face, her chest, her butt, they were like, you got work done. She's like, I got a little bit. They're like, no, girl.
She will not admit that she changed her whole face and got a BBL. She tries to say that's her natural. Like, girl, you're the delusion and contusion is insane. But anyways, like and subscribe, y'all. We out here. You see,
we're going to read people every week. We're going to read people. And I'm going to at you. I'm going to at Brain. Like, at Brain, you're piss poor.
Yes. From our page, yes. So we can start getting our followers up.
Sorry, Brand.
Repost us, like us too.
Love you, Uba.
All right, y'all. So we are winding down. We are getting towards the close of our show. And so after we've done drag people and ranted and raved about everything on television, we like to leave y'all with some positivity.
We need it. We need it these next couple days, weeks, months.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Next week's show is.
We need to do like a best of or like a comedy show or something like things.
That I don't know. We might need to discuss if we should take a break to just kind of like take a week off and then just focus, like give ourselves time to heal or rejoice and then come with like.
Because people in the real world too, breaks are good. Everyone needs a break.
I think like, we'll be back in 2 weeks because I just realized this selection is crazy. Like, so we might I'm not going to want to record a show and try to act like it's not as serious as it is. And then we're
not like nervous.
Right. So let's just take next week off. You're seeing us make this decision in real time. We will take next week off and then we will be back the week after. Hopefully,
by the grace of God, singing Oh Happy Day. That will be my song in 2 weeks. Come on, Jesus.
Okay, what's your quote?
I wish I didn't get a robe like Sister Mary
Claire. Yeah, you do. You should have that. I feel like you should have that.
Okay, I'm going to get that. So, my positive quote is enjoy the little things in life. For one day, you may look back and realize they were the big thing.
Oh, I really like that.
And it's Robert Fault. Don't know who that is.
It's so true. It's such a true. So mine is an affirmation. I'll say it now. I don't know where it's from.
Pinterest.
I am the luckiest girl. Everything always works in my favor. I am magnetic. I attract wealth and prosperity in all areas of my life. I am highly favored, extremely lucky, always blessed.
Pinterest, we need to print that.
I'm gonna hang it up in my wall in these little many empty pockets I have waiting for art. My minimalist setup here. All right, y'all. So again, take love with you as we
just go. Just listen to our podcast because we mostly talk shit. So just listen.
Yeah, just if you need to keep your mind off of all the craziness that's about to be transpiring, listen to We Watch Too Much TV. Watch Cloud Babies. Watch Cloud Babies.
I'm going to watch Rainbow Ruby.
Rainbow Ruby. You know what I mean? Hocus Pocus. Period. All right, best friend, what is our closing slogan?
Love, abundance, and nice hair bundles, or not, or a good washing set.
Period.
A good silk press. It's silk press season, you know.
Okay. And ski weed to the good soul roars.
Okay. Woo.
Bye.
Bye, guys.